We're going to be looking at Syria, where the Syrian army is pressing ahead with its mop-up operations across the country. The army has regained control of Al-Ramas district in Aleppo after flushing out militants holed up in the area. Syrian government troops have been making significant gains in their fight against foreign-backed insurgents in different parts of the country. They have arrested control of many strategic regions countrywide, dealing heavy blows to the militants. Now, large numbers of insurgents have been killed across Syria in recent months. Crossing over to Damascus, join my Press TV's correspondent, Mohammed Ali. Mohammed Ali, good to see you. Please fill us in on this latest situation with the mop-up operations that have been taking place today.
Yes, Marzia, a lot of developments happening every hour, actually, in the city of Aleppo. As you have just said, the Syrian army, after regaining control of several areas during the past 48 hours in south of Aleppo, particularly Al-Ramuse, Sheikh Najjar, and Al-Matahin areas, started combing those areas and discovered also a tunnel today in Sheikh Najjar that militants used to use for transporting weapons and moving secretly underground. However, the most important development that we should speak about is the mortar attacks that started following such army gains by the foreign-backed militants who are heavily positioned in the old quarters of the old city of Aleppo around its citadel over there, as militants fired over 15 mortar shells today at various parts of Aleppo, Qasr al-Baladi, al-Hamidiyeh, Sayyid Ali, and many other areas, claiming the lives of 26 civilians and also injuring over 52 others. Of course, this comes in response to the army gains. In addition to that, there was also a huge attack by the militants in which they dug a tunnel and used a tunnel that stretches from the old city of Aleppo into underneath two main buildings where the forces of the Syrian army are positioned in, also close to the old city of Aleppo, which are the electricity generation building close to Al-Sab'a Bahrat Square and the Chamber of Industry, which this explosion, of course, they led the militants used large numbers of explosives, and it led to razing down completely those two buildings and the surrounding also buildings of the electricity generation building and the Chamber of Industry. We don't know if information. There are no confirmed information about the, if there were any army personnel killed. However, we know that inside those two buildings there were Syrian army troops positioned. Nevertheless, following those explosions, also Marzia, fierce clashes were reported in the old quarters of Aleppo. There were some reports saying that militants tried to take over the Al-Zahrawi market and Al-Suwaiqa in old Aleppo, which are still under the control of the army. However, reports confirm that the army repelled such attacks.
All right. Well, thank you so much for that update out of Damascus. Press TV's correspondent, Mohammed Ali.